The phone rings, and it was Devin, and he said, "Dad, I love you, but I've screwed up.
What's the address of the emergency?"
My knees hit together. It had tragedy all over it.
"I have a white Caucasian guy saying he just killed two people."
On May 19, 2017, Devin Arthurs allegedly shot and killed two of his friends.
"They were not just innocent people. They're planning bombings on power lines, nuclear reactors, synagogues."
Devin and his friends were members of a neo-Nazi extremist organization, the Adam Waffen Division. In their Tampa condo, police found guns, explosives, and a framed photo of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh.
"There was a swastika flag hanging on the wall. It's just shell shock. We thought Andrew was hanging out, like going to some college parties, being normal, not living in a small neo-Nazi cell."
"He made a terrible decision. There's two people dead, but at the same time, we are talking about Nazis, not honor students."
Devin was a senior leader of Adam Waffen until he discovered a new ideology, Islamic extremism.
"He's like, 'Get the fuck on the floor right now,' that his name's Khaled and that he just blew someone's head. And he was saying that he's Muslim and that he wants to go to Syria, I think, to go fight."
"I'll be honest, like, I'm sympathetic with groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and stuff like that."
My name is Max Kuttner, and this is Radicalized, an original documentary about Devin Arthurs, neo-Nazi turned jihadi, and the online pathways to violent extremism. Listen now, only on Audible.